News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Government documents running to about 147 pages have been released in the UK, and they reveal new details about the appointment process of Peter Mandelson as the UK's ambassador and the role that the current Prime Minister had in it. And of course, the current Prime Minister is in Belfast and about to head to Cork for a UK-Ireland summit. With us is James Lyons, who's former Director of Strategic Communications for Keir Starmer. James, the first thing that is so striking in the documents is the level of neck that Lord Mandelson was equipped with, seeking a £500,000 sterling severance for a job that he was being removed from.
Good morning, Anton. Yes, quite extraordinary revelation. And although he wasn't given that sum, it did actually work. He got tens of thousands of pounds more than he was entitled to as a result of that.
And then the other revelations, of course, are around the appointment and the appointment process. And the previous question had been whether or not it had been flagged and was known that his relationship continued with the disgraced financier Jeffrey Epstein post the point of his conviction. These documents make pretty clear, yep, everybody knew.
Well, I mean, they make it clear that everybody knew because everybody did know. The information that is in the document that was put to the Prime Minister is a summary of information that was already in the public domain. So I think what ministers here this morning are saying is that this document did cause the Prime Minister to ask more questions. But what we don't have is the answers, because at the moment the Metropolitan Police are asking that the government do not release them.
Well, the other thing that's revealed in the documents is that there was some concern not only about the appointment, but also about the process of the appointment. Jonathan Powell, apparently being quoted in some of these documents, as saying that he viewed the whole thing as being weirdly rushed.
Yes, but I think if I've got this right, that assessment comes from a minutes of a call that happened on September the 12th of last year, which is the day after Peter Mandelson was sacked.
So what then is the impact on your former boss? Is there enough in this for it to put Keir Starmer back in the firing line, or will he be able to sidestep it politically speaking?
Well, look, I think the key thing about this is that we are only in the foothills of this affair. We've had, as you say, 147 pages of documents released yesterday, but there are tens of thousands of documents that are due to be released. And in fact, as I understand it, the Cabinet Office are still gathering more of them. So we've seen with the COVID inquiry in the UK that, you know, when there are these huge kind of disclosures, you're opening essentially, well, it's a Pandora's box for politicians or a treasure trove for journalists, and you're never quite sure what is going to emerge. So I think for now, you know, the people who've been speaking out overnight are the kind of usual suspects amongst the parliamentary Labour Party, and there isn't that kind of feeling of anger there was that when this first kicked off. But there's an awful long way for this to run.
This all happens as Keir Starmer is heading to Belfast and then heading to Cork for an Ireland-UK summit. Now, post-Brexit, obviously the relationship building exercise with the US, with the EU, has been fairly significant. Where do we come in the priority list for the Prime Minister and the British government in terms of deepening trade, economic and societal relationships?
It is a relationship that is very valued from the Prime Minister down throughout the government. We all know the problems that Brexit has thrown up in the north, and I feel, you know, lots of people in the Labour government feel that previous administrations have been very casual about the problems that has thrown up. So I know that the Prime Minister and the government want to be good neighbours and good partners.
And in terms of the outcome of this, what does success look like? Is there any particular outcome that the Prime Minister seeks from these kind of meetings?
Well, look, I think a lot of this is, you know, repairing relationships after fairly bruising years under former administrations. So I don't know what the kind of deliverables, as they say, that they're aiming for out of tomorrow's talks are. But certainly we'll be looking for, you know, positive kind of atmospherics.
James, as ever, thanks for your time. James Lyons, former Director of Strategic Communications for Keir Starmer.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.